Hi, friend. Welcome to the Faith and Freedom Podcast with Frances Bella. I am your host, Frances. And on this podcast, I talk about what it looks like to live an abundant life like Jesus talked about. I believe in order to do that, we must first know our identity in Christ by finding out who God says we are and by being rooted and established and confident in God's love for us. Lastly, I believe that we need to allow God to heal the broken pieces of our story so that we can fully walk in the freedom that God has for us. My hope is that as we lean into God's word together, we are strengthened, encouraged, and grow in our faith so we can truly walk in all the fullness that is found in Christ. So let's get into it. Hello, friend. Welcome back to the podcast. Today I am traveling, so I don't have my mic, so I apologize in advance if it kind of sounds a little off and weird. I am using my headphones, so we are just going to roll with it. But I wanted to just kind of dive a little bit deeper in what I was talking about last time, which was about Joseph. And if you haven't heard the most recent podcast, I recommend you going back just one episode where I talked about all the things that happened in Joseph's life and pretty much gave you a little bit of an overview of how he was sold into slavery. He was thrown into prison without having committed a crime, and then all these years passed until he finally was able to serve in the palace, where he was second to Pharaoh, and he was able to give wisdom to Pharaoh because God had given him insight on Pharaoh's dream, and he was able to save his family, the same brothers that had sold him into slavery, what scholars believe was 22 years earlier. So today I wanted to revisit Joseph, because after I finished recording and I posted it up on my podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, there was just so much I could have unpacked there. And I have literally been thinking about it every single day this week on the different things that I could have continued to just highlight through Joseph's story. And a few of the things that I wanted to share or kind of just retouch on with Joseph is that what happened to Joseph was not fair, okay? Joseph had no control over the fact that he received this promise from God. He had received two dreams from God, and he where the dreams indicated that he would at some point rule over his brothers. And while I don't think that it was wise that he, you know, shared that dream with his brothers, knowing that his brothers already didn't like him very much because he was favored by his dad, but it wasn't his fault that he got that dream, right? And many times people are not going to understand the dream or the vision that God has given you, and that's okay. Sometimes the dream is just for you, and once God brings it to pass, then, you know, it will be evident that God gave you that. But, for someone listening to this right now, don't be discouraged if someone doesn't have the buy-in that you have with the dream that God gave you. God gave it to you, and you hold on to it regardless of what others may think about it, okay? We say this a lot in the self-development space, where what others think about you is none of your business. Like, it does not matter. You do what God has called you to do, regardless of what other people may think or not think, right? So another thing that I want to point out about Joseph is that he suffered a long time. I had Googled this last time in the episode, but scholars believe it was 22 years from the time that his brothers sold him into slavery to the time that he was in Pharaoh's household. And, you know, Joseph was an ordinary man, and I am pretty sure that in those 22 years of waiting and of suffering, he had come to a point where he was doubting, right? We all have moments of doubts where we're like, God, did you really tell me this? Or did I really like sense that you showed me this? And because things in the natural eye do not look like what God spoke, right? And I am pretty sure that he had moments like that. And through those 22 years, it is evident that he trusted God for the outcome. I want to also point out that, and I shared about this a little bit last time, but, you know, having David's brothers betray him, I can imagine that that was a big blow. And, you know, isn't it weird? And I think I said this last time too, like, our family has the most impact on us, right? As far as like how damaging and how hurtful like they could be, or they could do something and it just like totally hurts us to the core, right? And in those moments, we have the opportunity to decide to release them to God and allow God to work it out on our behalf, or we can choose to become bitter. And I believe that in this story of Joseph, he made a commitment to trust God. It says that at the end, like when he, when his brothers were there and he was like, you know, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, right? And that was an evidence of his heart, his position, his heart position, that he knew that even though his brothers like did want to harm him, God still used those things. And in our present time, things that, whether it's family, whether it's just life, just relationships, you know, people can mean to do harm to us, but God is still God. He is still in control, and he is still able to move things around and bring good out of those seemingly very bad situations, just like he did for Joseph. But I believe that in that we have that decision, right? We have the decision to make whether we are going to be like Joseph and say, you know what, this sucks. This is hurtful. I am in pain, you know, emotionally. But God is still in control, and I am trusting that God is going to do something good and is going to bring something good out of this situation. I want to just pull up this verse really quick. It's found in Colossians. Okay, this is Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, in verse 12, it says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. That's a big command, right? It says to forgive as the Lord forgave us. And I think Joseph got it right here, because God brought something good out of it. And I have to say that I don't think that if he would have allowed himself to become bitter against his brothers and against, you know, all the things that had happened to him, like getting thrown into prison, you know, when he didn't commit a crime, I don't know that he would have been able to see God's goodness. And the fact that God still kept his promise, he kept his promise that he had made to him in those dreams, is evident that he was steadfast and committed his ways to the Lord. And
in that same thought, I want to just share with you this verse in Psalms 37. In verse 7, it says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land." And I believe Joseph did that. He might have gotten angry. I'm sure he did, because he's human. But ultimately, he gave it to God. He gave his pains to God. He committed his ways to the Lord, and God showed him his goodness. And so I want to encourage you today, with whatever hurt you may be carrying, with whatever bitterness that you may have in your heart, you know, when we forgive someone, it doesn't make what the other person did okay. And I think sometimes people think, oh, well, if I forgive them, then that okays their behavior. No, it does not okay their behavior. And forgiveness does not mean, you know, reconciling a relationship or, you know, returning to an abusive person. No, that's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is releasing them of the debt. Not because what they did was okay, but because you are releasing that debt and giving it to God and trusting that God is just and that God is going to take care of you. So I encourage you today, give those broken pieces to God and let him heal you. Let him work out what he is working out in your life. We're still in the middle, my friend. And God is still good, and he is able to make that mess into a message for his glory. So that is all I have for you today. Until next time, take care.
Thank you so much for tuning in today, friend. If this episode was encouraging, I'd love to hear from you. You can send me a message on my website at francisllv.com. And if you think it might be encouraging to someone you know, feel free to share it. Also, if you like and subscribe, it would mean the world to me, as that makes it visible for new listeners to find us. So thank you so much, and we will see you next time.